looking at?
A map of Maryland. I am calculating the distance from Baltimore to Perryville, Maryland.
There's a Perryville in Maryland?
Yes. Perryville, Maryland was first settled in 1622, and it is named after Mary Perry, the wife of Jonathan Bateman.
Hey, Poms, are you getting ready for our trip to CiderCon?
Perry is preparing our driving room.
Oh.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-oh, here we go.
The origin of the surname Perry is derived from the Middle English word Perry, spelled P-E-R-R-I-E, meaning pear tree. Pear tree, of course.
Perry, it could have also been from Welsh. We're not really sure.
No, I think not, Rhea.
Rhea, did you know that there is an Orchard Street and Cider Alley in Baltimore?
Perhaps there were pear trees in that orchard.
Well, you know, I did read Palms in a book that was written by Raphael Semmes called Crimes and Punishment in Early Maryland that, I don't know, here, let me see if I can find it.
Page 149, Rhea. Last paragraph.
Thank you, Mr. Quince. It reads, those planning to go to Maryland to settle, let me see, were advised to take with them for use on the shipboard and for some time after their arrival in the colony, they were also advised to take with them kernels of pears and apples for the making hereafter of cider and perry. How cool is that? Wow, you know, like they were really thinking way back then. I mean, that's like 1634 when Lord Baltimore, there were like two Lord Baltimores, the father, I can't really remember his name. And
his name was George Calvert, the first Lord Baltimore.
Then the son Cecil, he took over and he was really like orchestrating all this and telling people to bring pears and apples to Baltimore way back then.
Can we go to Orchard Street and Cider Alley, Rhea?
We'll see, Poms. It's going to be busy, busy at CiderCon 2018 in Baltimore. And speaking of that, how about bringing us into this chat, Perry?
Of course. Hello, I am Perry Pear, who wants to stop at Perryville, Maryland.
Perry?
If we have time, as we head to CiderCon, which is taking place in Baltimore, Maryland, right down the road from Perryville, Maryland, which is what we are talking about in this week's episode 112.
Take it home, Perry.
And you are listening to Citer Chat.
Hello and welcome to Citer Chat. My name is Rhea Wincaller, and I am the producer and Cider MC of this weekly podcast, where we speak with makers, enthusiasts, and folks within the cider trade from around the world. And this week, we are chatting Baltimore, Maryland, the location for the up-and-coming CiderCon conference put on by the United States Association of Cider Makers. There's going to be more on that in just a moment.
You're going to begin with the transportation from the Baltimore airport to the Marriott.
And don't forget about the temperature in Baltimore at that time of January.
It is currently 82 degrees here, and thank goodness for the sun lotion. It is quite hot here in Southern California for this pear.
Okay, Poms, I got it. And to all the listeners out there in Ciderville, welcome to episode 112 of Cider Chat. And if you're new to this podcast, well,
thank you for subscribing.
That's right. And thank you to my good friends, the Talking Poms, who are helping me with this week's podcast. We have the Medlars.
Hello.
Mr. Quince.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to meet you.
And Perry Pear.
Rhea, I am going to CiderCon, but I am bringing my own Perry. I don't see one workshop on Perry Pear.
Oh, Perry, I'm sure folks would love to share some Perry with you.
Of course they would. I have Calvados from Domfront, which is 75% Perry Pear, and some very nice Perrys. Maybe Tom will bring some.
Oh, you mean Tom Oliver? Yeah, he's coming too, and I think he's a pretty busy guy, having just been dubbed the most influential cider maker in the world.
We're visiting him on the Totally Cider Tour to the UK, right?
That's right, and since you mentioned it, let me just fill in listeners about the Totally Cider Tour that's taking place April 25th through May 2nd of this year. It's going to be smack in the middle of apple blossom time. And right now, it's going to be a short window where you could register to go, because this trip closes on January 24th, and we dropped the price down a whole bunch of money. It was something like $900, in fact. So it's a super-duper deal, filled with lots of cider makers, an amazing trip, and yes, we're going to be seeing Tom Oliver and drinking Perry.
That alone is a reason to go.
You're right about that, Perry Pear. So don't delay. Sign up today. Go to totallycider.com. There'll be a link in the show notes to that trip. Okay, so I think we're going to start talking about some of the tips of getting from the Baltimore airport to CiderCon.
You know, there is a Hereford in Maryland.
Rhea, Perry is correct. There is a town called Hereford.
Oh, I do think Tom and Gabe Cook, a.k.a. the ciderologist, who is also attending from the U.K., would like to know that, Rhea.
Can we go? Can we go, Rhea?
Okay, wait a minute, Palms. There's a lot to cover here, and Maryland has it going on. I don't think people really realize that when they heard, okay, CiderCon's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. Like, what's going on? There's no cideries in Baltimore proper, but there are lots of cideries all over Maryland. Yes, there is a Hereford. It's up near Monkton, which I think I'm saying that right, where Millstone Cellars is. We had Kurt Shear on the episode. What episode was Kurt on?
Episode 20.
Thank you, Mr. Quince. Right, Kurt Shear was on episode 20. So if you want to check that out, get a little bit, you know, background on Millstone Cellars, you should definitely listen to that. There's also going to be a tour around some of the cideries out in Fredericksburg. We're actually going to be at Distillery Lane Ciderworks on Tuesday morning. You might see some of the folks out on the tour. So, yeah, Maryland has it going on. But let's start going to, like, dialing it back a little bit and letting folks know some of the basics, because I think it's really important when you're traveling, and people are coming from all over. We're going to be speaking to Alex Peckham of Peckham Cider in New Zealand. That's really exciting. We're going to be recording a chat with him, finding out about the New Zealand cider scene, and he's going to be speaking at CiderCon. And there's another cidery coming from New Zealand called Zephyr, and Josh Townsend and Jody Scott are going to be doing a presentation on New Zealand cider background and tasting. I mean, how cool is that? I mean, from our spot of Ciderville to New Zealand, how far is that? I mean, that's a long distance.
It is 9,099 miles.
Well, thank you, Mr. Quince. Exactly. That's a long heck of a way to get there. And the fact that they're going to be on our side of the U.S. and so close, wow. I am just blown away by that. And there's also other folks coming from the U.K. You mentioned Tom Oliver and Gabe Cook, who is a ciderologist. He's promoting cider over there and around the world. And then there is Susanna and James Forbes. They're up in the Herefordshire area too, by Tom Oliver, and they have a cidery called Little Pomona. And Susanna Forbes is the Drink Britain writer, well known, just got a big award there. We're going to be recording a podcast with her, fingers crossed. Hopefully we'll get James in there too.
She was the one who recommended staying at the Brooks Guest House in Bristol with the Airstreamers on the roof. I really want to stay up there.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, she gave us that tip. It's the Brooks Guest House in Bristol. The first night for the Totally Cider Tour was these Airstreamers up on the roof. There's three of them. There's some pictures up now on the Cider Chat Facebook page, and they're all tricked out for hotel guests. So, yeah, she's really instrumental, wonderful person, just won a big award. There's a lot to talk to her about. I know she's going to be super busy. We do hope to catch up with her.
And might I add that they are both patrons of Cider Chat.
That's right, Mr. Quinns. The Little Pomona, James, and Susanna Forbes are patrons of Cider Chat, which we really super appreciate because, you know, it's hard being a cider maker. And it just shows their faith in the cider podcast here and getting the word out. Really, really amazing people.
Might I interrupt you and say that there is another New Zealand cider maker?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm so sorry. That's Hamish Jackson, and he is of Harvest Cider in New Zealand, and I believe also the chairman of the Fruit and Cider Association in that country. So very interesting chap. I'm sure he has a lot of info on what's going on there. We also have some other patrons who are doing some presentations at CiderCon I want to make mention. In fact, a new patron just came on board. His name is Brian, and drumroll, Brian Rutzen. He was on episode 65 last year when we were talking about CiderCon and going to Chicago. Brian gave us the down low on Chicago. He's a cider director at the Northmen, and he's going to be moderating and talking on a workshop called Heritage Ciders on the Menu. That's he and Sam Fritz, Chef James Urgato, and Jackson Cannon, all people who have kind of got the groove on restaurant and bar programs and how heritage ciders work best for that menu. Ooh, that's going to be good. Oh, man, oh, man, oh. And can't wait to see Brian. That's going to be lots of fun. Then another person I've mentioned many times, a good buddy of Cider Chat, that's William, Holly Schmidt, Doug Schmidt. Those are Boston Wort processor folks who are part of that homebrew club in Boston, and Nathan Williams. And that workshop's going to be on nutrients, additions or subtractions, and what happens with both. William's been cooking this up for a while. He's a really energetic guy. That's going to be a great workshop happening. And then another patron I want to mention, John Edwards, is doing a advanced workshop called Quantitative Chemical Fingerprints. What? I have no idea, but I know that John does, and that's really what counts. I'm going to see if I could actually record that workshop, just because I'll need to like sit by it and kind of figure out what the heck is going on. So you could download the schedule, the complete schedule, and see everything that's going on. We'll have the links in the show notes, won't we, Mr. Quince?
Yes, we always do. And might I say, this is episode 112.
And all those folks who I mentioned are patrons of Cider Chat, well, they became a patron via a website called Patreon. It's set up to help people like myself who are content providers keep doing the work that we're doing and not necessarily have to worry about sponsors. And it's non-exclusive. If you feel you could join at any level for $1 a month, it all counts. And there's also a level for commercial cideries who want to join in on the Cider Going Up campaign. You could join the likes of Current Cider, who's been part of that campaign since the beginning, and they're based in Pennsylvania. So I hope if you're out in this neck of the woods by the Baltimore scene and CiderCon, you get to try some Current Cider. I'm hoping to stop at their cidery on the way down. And then there's also Big Fish Cider Company. And Kurt, he's the main cider maker out there, a really good dude, and is a supporter of this podcast too. And then there's also Ramborn Cider Company, based in the country of Luxembourg. It's the only cidery in Luxembourg. I mean, that's something to say. And they're making Perry and cider. So thanks to all those folks. If you want to become a patron, just Google Cider Chat Patreon or just get the link in the show notes.
You gotta grab that luchi. You gotta bust that thing. get your kicks on the street. Gotta kick back, step back. Oh, you got to skeet. It's a rat-a-tat-a-rat-a-tat-a-rat-a-tat-a-bala. Rat-a-tat-a-rat-a-tat-a-rat-a-tat-a-holla. I don't wanna be pushed like a do the push. When it comes to the cheddar, keep it under the cushion. I don't wanna be ganked like a do the gank. When it comes to the cake, be me a thank. I don't wanna be pushed like a do the push. When it comes to the cheddar, keep it under the cushion. I don't wanna be ganked like a do the gank. When it comes to the cake, be me a thank.
During that Funk My Soul break, Mr. Quince reminded me that we need to go over the logistics of getting to CiderCon, specifically if you are flying into the Baltimore, Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport, which the little acronym they use is BWI. And there's a couple options. First, let me tell you who Thurgood Marshall is in case you don't know and you're flying in internationally. Thurgood Marshall was a U.S. Supreme Court justice. Now, one of the options you have is to use the rideshare program called Lyft. That's L-Y-F-T. CiderChat is like an affiliate of Lyft, which helps get a little bit of kickback, certainly during big conferences like this. You could use the promo code Lyft CiderChat. It's all one word. There is right on the webpage for CiderChat. It's been up there forever. You could check that out. So again, Lyft CiderChat, that could cost you like $20 to $30. And then it goes incrementally up the more people. But, you know, that's what a rideshare program is about. So that's a great option. Another option is to use the light rail system in, which will cost you a whopping $1.60. Then you could save your Lyft for when you're bopping around in town. It's going to take a little bit longer. If you drive in to the Marriott from the airport and the traffic is good, it's going to be probably about 30 minutes. If you take the light rail system, it's going to be double that time. But think about all the fun you will have along the way. I did this at CiderCon in Chicago because why not? Flying into the Chicago airport, I went into CiderCon and, you know, I got to get into the groove of the city. I wasn't in a big hurry. It was a morning. And I think that this is just the way I like to travel. I like to get a sense, a flavor of the city, knowing what it's all about. And we know that Maryland has palms, or as the title of this episode is, Maryland's got palms. There's a long history there, and the people, the culture are really important in that way. So it's an option. You just have to, you know, walk to the Baltimore Airport light rail, which is about a 6-minute walk in the airport, which could probably really feel good after you've been sitting in the plane for a while. So that's the other Benny here. Then it's about a 28-minute ride. There's about 11 stops on that little rail system. You get off at Pratt Street, and then you walk 1 minute to the Howard Street stop, take a little bus to the Orange Line, and then you get out, and you are walking in Little Italy, which I think just alone for that experience is worth it. It used to be a really big, bustling area, but like a lot of ethnic communities, it's kind of shrunk a bit. But cannolis, you'd probably be able to get a nice cappuccino, espresso, get your groove on, get a sense of the city. You know, if it's a nice day, why not? Again, only $1.60. Pretty easy. You could put that in your Google map and check it out. I love doing that. Some of the other things that I found out for you going to CiderCon are some of the food options that are close by the Marriott where CiderCon is taking place. And wouldn't you know it, bingo, bango, bongo, there's a Whole Foods nearby, which always has food to go and usually a food court. It's only about a 5 or 7 minute walk. I have a link there. And there's also a Starbucks, which is about a 3 minute walk from CiderCon. If you are driving in, and you will definitely see this because there's a roundabout, there's going to be this big, giant monument. And that monument is called the National Caton Memorial. And it is four different figures, kind of abstract art. They're like knights, Polish knights, if you will, from what I gather. And this, you know, like a lot of monuments, it's a war monument signifying the Katyn massacre that happened during World War II. The Soviets did some bad juju. And so you could read about it, check it out. And again, it's called the National Katyn Memorial, in case you are wondering. Now, after midnight, or probably way before midnight, there's going to be fun in Baltimore, all surrounding cider. And what the United States Cider Association, probably Michelle McGrath, I don't know, some of the other folks who are helping out behind the scenes, but Michelle is the executive director of that association. They've been cooking up some fun for the city and for attendees going to CiderCon. So there is now the Cider Week Baltimore that's going to be taking place while we are in the city. And there's going to be some tap takeovers, one at Heavy Seas Ale House, which sounds like a pirate spot. And I could definitely get my pirate on. I love boating. Anyways, Heavy Seas is only a 9-minute walk from the hotel, so that rocks. And then the other place that there's going to be some cider tap takeovers is at Max, which is only 11 minutes from the hotel, walking 11 minutes. How good is that after sitting at, you know, different workshops all day, getting some good Baltimore fresh air? And if you're thinking, oh, should I go to Max or not? And you're hanging out in your hotel. Well, guess what? They have a webcam. And via the webcam, you could see what's happening at Max. So I don't know how I really feel about that. You know, I don't like necessarily drinking alone, but having people watch me, I don't know. But anyways, for what it's worth, there's a webcam and I have a link to the webcam in the show notes. Shh. What happens in Baltimore stays in Baltimore, right? So nobody else needs to know that there's a webcam at Max. Oh my goodness. So there's going to be other events coming on. Check out the Cider Week Baltimore Facebook page. That will be getting ramped up. Again, I mentioned earlier from the Shelton Brothers, I think Lauren is setting something up. She's doing a couple workshops at CiderCon. I'm sure she's really busy, but stay tuned for that. Shelton Brothers is an importer, and other spontaneous things happening too, including, I believe I might have like a little meetup at CiderCon in the little room. Putting that out now. I'll probably put it out on, I'm not sure how I'm going to put that out. I got to figure that out. It'll happen while I'm there somehow. It might be word of mouth. So just, you know, if you're there, keep your ears open and say, hey, where are you getting together? I'll probably put it out on Facebook or something too.
Excuse me, Rhea.
Yes, Mr. Quince?
We have here Adam Levy, the alcohol professor, will be at CiderCon 2.
Yes, 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 of course. I want to make mention that on February 11th, coming right up in New York City, there is the International Beer Competition that Adam Levy, who was on this podcast just a while back, was speaking on. He runs these competitions all over the world, and if you bring your ciders to CiderCon, you could save on shipping and submit them to that New York City competition and also another one that is taking place in Berlin, Germany. And as a reminder, if you haven't heard it before, the judges in these competitions are very unique in that they are trade buyers. So you get your cider right out to the market and get them judged on price point and category. And they're using the categories that are now being instituted by the association. And that's the United States Association of Cider Makers. So Adam's going to be at the vendor section. You can meet him there. There'll be a link in the show notes to find out about that competition. Is there anything else that I'm missing, Palms?
Follow Cider Chat on Twitter at Cider Chat.
And don't forget Instagram at Cider Chat Ciderville.
The only thing I am missing is more pool time before we head to Michael and Tiffany's wedding this afternoon.
Oh, Perry Pear, not everyone knows that we are in Southern California, unless they're regular listeners. So Ciderville, what Perry's talking about is last week's episode, Cider Economics, with Elner Leger, who is also going to be speaking on that topic at CiderCon, went live, and the Palms and I and the family, we headed out to California again for another family wedding. So we're in Southern California right now, and Perry Pear is enjoying the pool time, and we're having a lot of fun out here meeting up with some cideries too. So that's what we're talking about, and I think it is probably time to start getting dressed and ready for this afternoon wedding with nephew Michael and Tiffany. It's going to be tons of fun. So I think we're all squared away. Would you agree, Mr. Quince?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we are. We're squared, ready, roger that.
Okay, well, let's roll out of here and get ready then. And next week, we'll have another episode. We'll be back in our spot of Ciderville. Hopefully, it won't be too cold, and the climate will stay steady, steady.
3, 2, 1, cue the music, Mr. Quince.
In the meanwhile, this is Rhea Windcaller and the Talking Palms signing off for now. We're looking forward to seeing you in Ciderville.
Yeehaw!